Okay, Brian, take it away.
Let's start this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
All right.
Yes, good job. Strong intro. Nice. We're rolling fast and hard.
My name is Brian Gerard.
Yes, it is.
What up, Brian?
I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, what up? Ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a lot to cover today.
All right, get into it.
A lot's going on in the world.
It's so early in the morning, you guys.
Yeah. You know, the Mars Curiosity rover is roving around.
But didn't this already happen in 1997? Like, why are we so freaking out?
It's happened several times. But this one is bigger.
So what?
Here's the difference. I'm going to tell you right now the difference.
Yeah, what?
Because our lives are at stake.
What?
When this is like the 12th or 14th mission or something like that we've actually went to Mars and did all this shit. But this is the first time that we as a population are watching shit in real time that's happening on Mars.
No, we're not watching it in real time.
It is really happening right now.
No, it is really happening right now,
but it's not real time.
But the other ones, you know, happened as well, and we were seeing pictures when they were being sent back.
So why is our... Wait.
But back in 1996, we saw the pictures when they came out in Time magazine months later. Nowadays, people are trending them and Facebooking them and Instagramming them and all this business.
What the hell? You said our lives depend on it, and then you said we're watching in real time.
Yeah.
What about watching something in real time has anything to do with our lives depending on anything?
Why are we on Mars? Let me ask you that, Gregory, then.
We're on Mars.
We are learning about how Mars is being developed.
No, God! Maria, no! We gotta go to Mars!
That's my
That movie's being remade. Yeah,
I saw it. It's fucking awful.
You saw the movie? Or
I went
trailer?
To the ArcLight with my friend and watched Total Recall and totally do not recall any of it because I slept through three quarters of that movie at the ArcLight where you pay $16 a ticket.
You slept.
Literally did sheets during three quarters of this.
How fucked up is that?
That tells you how bad that movie is.
Well, either that or it tells you how bad you've been sleeping.
No, I've been sleeping great. You know me.
You got something to talk about?
No, I sleep amazing. I have a clean conscience. Okay, a clean conscience allows you to sleep really well.
Let's get back on track. All right? Because the Mars rover, which is the size of a Mini Cooper.
Let's go to Mars.
No, not that kind of Mars. And... Whoa. We are certainly learning. What do we learn from Mars? We learn about the... Okay, droids, power down. Thank you. So what are we learning on Mars? We're learning about the creation of the planet.
Is that my
Louise?
Door?
Yes. That's your door.
That's your door.
Oh, boy. Hello, come in. Who is it? Hey, what's up?
Oh.
Hey.
This is so
good. What are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Greg, you told me you guys were having a podcast this morning. Yeah. I wanted to
You wanted to just come
Tobias,
over.
Tobias, what the heck, dude? Hey, what's up?
Hey. Tobias. Hi. No, that's Mr. Shade.
Ron. Shy. That's okay. Shy Show.
Brian.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's up, man?
Great. Come on in. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Do you guys mind if I... Here's the thing. Did Gregory tell you at all about what we've...
I talked to him a couple of weeks ago in the show.
Oh,
this is Tobias, who I was telling you guys about.
I just thought you would have warned us.
Well, I didn't know you were coming.
I'll take that. I didn't tell him I was going to be stopping by, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
We talked briefly about me guest producing a few of your podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We had a brief conversation about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is a business meeting, we could probably have it, like, not during the...
Doesn't need to be business. In fact, we can make this fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And since it's recording, it's like if we do come to any kind of an agreement, it's out there.
Right.
Like, legally? Yeah. Because we didn't talk about any of that till guys, so, like...
This is all just... We don't even need to get into any of that stuff.
What does he think?
I can send over a contract.
Contract.
Tobias has been getting into producing, kind of like he likes Puff Daddy, you know, in that sense of like taking a group, taking a talent.
Right. He seems very excited.
Can I paint a picture for you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Just real quick, and we'll keep this simple. The reason
it's a nice
I came over.
Buttoned up shirt, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my way to work, and I was like, I had about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm not going to miss this. Because Greg told me you guys meet at 9. Now, first of all, I do have to say something because I find this funny.
Okay.
You gave me the mailing address in case they wanted to send over any of my stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was an office. This is wild. This is where you guys record?
Yeah. It's my apartment.
Yeah. What are you sitting on?
That is a
medicine ball?
Ryan's sitting on one of those workout balls.
Yeah. This is great. Yeah. What's with all the art? Is this your girlfriend's artwork, or what's the deal?
No, it's stuff that I do. I've done it.
Greg doesn't have a girlfriend, Tobias.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We will take care
on
of
purpose.
That shortly.
On purpose. Yeah,
I hope so. On purpose, though, I don't have one.
Let me paint a picture.
Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night. And it's the kind of thing where it usually happens when I've got ideas and they're kind of just like buzzing through my head, mm-hmm. and it's all about your show.
Oh.
The Shade Show is going to a whole
Shade Show. Yeah.
So it's going to be tricky, but I will get there.
Okay.
Same thing with my name.
Yeah. Jelenic, right? Yeah. Jelenic.
Jelenic. And it's not Toby, ever.
And Tobias.
I let my grandfather do that a few times and, you know.
And then you put him in his place.
It's just he's the only one I've let do that.
I see.
It feels like it's a name for a toad. Or, I don't know, a horse, maybe.
Right.
You know? And I'm not...
Well, there is a Tobey Maguire. I mean,
there is his...
And he was in that horse movie.
Yeah. His name is Tobias.
Did he play... Is he in The Wind in the Willows? Does he play the toad? Maybe.
He may.
It's possible. Anyway, sorry. You're painting a picture. Keep painting.
Okay. Go ahead.
Speaking of pictures.
And I'll make this simple.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I do have to run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, okay? I wanted some face-to-face time with you because sometimes I come across as a bit... overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw ideas out there. I want to be able to throw things at you guys. If you like it and you bite, I run with it. That's one thing I want to let you know. I can make things happen for the show.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay?
Very exciting.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Thanks.
A friend turned me on to it.
Yeah.
I can't stop listening. I've had a couple issues.
Oh.
When I go to the website, all of the episodes aren't playing for me.
Oh, yeah.
Square number one.
That's
got to be fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Right. It's where I come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not the first thing. The big thing is this.
Yeah.
I want to get guests on your show.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to get comedians. Mm-hmm. Real comedians.
So we're not...
I want to get sci-fi writers. I would love to get some live music. The point is, I want to blow your Twitter up.
Yeah.
Wow, guys.
Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So are you familiar with Brody Stevens?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No.
HBO show. Great friends with Zach Galifianakis.
Oh.
Huge friends.
You know,
I don't know. He's got an HBO First Look deal.
Yeah.
Have you heard of The Boring Life of Jacqueline?
Nope. No.
Guys, get on HBO. It's HBO Digitals. Both of them have 15-minute episodes.
Okay.
Okay? Wow. Not just one. They threw the whole thing up there. I can't stop watching this stuff.
Wow.
This is the next level.
Okay.
Both of them talk a lot about Twitter.
Wow.
Okay, Jacqueline, at the end of her show, she says, I mean, they don't show credits, guys. They just say,
Twitter.
Here's my account. Boom. Follow me.
I did that last show on the Shide Show, so I'm kind of, you know.
I am going to push that stuff. The point is, I don't know either of them, but we can get you guys.
So we just tweet them and they come?
No.
Do they
what
put
I'm
their
saying,
credits why are you talking on Twitter?
Guys, this is all about social media, okay?
Yeah.
Twitter's the beginning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to – I know a guy.
Yeah.
We can build you an iPhone app. Okay. Well, I want people to be able to download your episodes and pay for it.
If they
choose.
Well, I don't want to have to charge people.
What are you talking about? Of course we want to charge
people. Guys, little steps. Down the road, I'm not working for free.
Yeah.
But this is just a short-term thing. I get a few people on here.
Okay.
Then their following comes onto the show. Yeah. It's the way this stuff works. And I know people.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. I'd love to get David Beckham and Posh on here eventually.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
No, I want them to be on here.
I met someone. I work weddings.
Yeah.
I'm a coordinator. So I meet a lot of people.
So
I met a guy who photographs a lot of their stuff.
So you know them.
Well, no.
Six degrees, we all know is somebody. Yeah. You know, that's my look. I meet Greg, I meet you guys.
That's right.
No, that was like,
that's true.
And I just show up.
Yeah.
So you're saying, though, that you think Posh would be okay coming to our studio?
We'll find out. The great thing I love is this looks like such a portable setup.
Yeah.
You could do this in someone's backyard.
Yeah, I could put this table in the back of my truck and we could drive wherever.
I think we have done it in the back of someone's yard.
Okay.
But we would need legal access. So you have to really know those people.
I can set up a meeting. A part of what I do is I make introductions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like this one guy I want you to meet.
Yeah.
I'd love to get him on the show. He's a comedian. His name is Scott Perry.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And he's got a brother that has Down syndrome.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they're comedians. The two of them work together and they produce some
hilarious work.
Okay.
And Ponce, he's called Ponce Man.
Yeah.
He's one of the best. I saw him in the show Point Break Live.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Playing Keanu Reeves.
You were in that show.
Were you? I'm a producer.
Yeah.
So I produce. Yeah. And I know a lot of, you know, there's a sci-fi.
So you used to be an actor too, right?
I acted.
Yeah. Do you actually know these people, or is this another thing like you don't really?
He has a new book out right now.
That you read, or?
I showed up at one of the book signings and we hit it off.
Yeah.
Wow. I see.
We hit it off, and I told him about getting on your show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He knows. You told him you produce our show.
Wait, what?
You already told him that.
You told him that
you produce the Shide Show. You're the producer of the Shide Show.
It's a little forward.
Well, he's trying to help, guys. I mean,
I just have a quick sidebar?
Okay, we're going to hang on one second.
Greg.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
I don't know.
Wait,
Alex. Who is this guy?
No, Tobias,
I told you.
Okay, no,
I told you he's coming.
He said he's representing us at places.
Well, I don't know. There are probably a lot of people who listen to the show.
He wants a cut of the money that we don't have.
If we were able to set up a video camera and we just kept it on this
video
this
camera.
Angle, I want to get some video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll just set up a camera.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
You think? What, stream it?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I mean, what I'm trying to talk to you about here is it's the whole idea of being a social media power player.
Uh-huh.
Right.
SMPP.
Okay.
And what I'm getting at is if we get you on Twitter... We get your video images out there.
We're actually on Twitter right now.
Okay. How many tweets have you done during this show?
During the show? Tweeting. No.
Oh, guys, no. Brody Stevens. One thing I do want to say about Brody Stevens.
Yeah.
Don't muck with him.
Do you know him?
Don't follow him. I saw him. He's a madman. I saw him on HBO. He's a madman.
Don't
he will
follow
tear
him.
You guys up on Twitter.
Really?
Don't say anything to him.
Okay,
he will tear
you up. So should we should have him on the show and not say anything to him then?
Who is Brody Stevens, though?
Who's Brody Stevens?
A guy that you know, or is this just some guy that's
on
HBO?
He's a real good friend with Zach.
Galifianakis.
Good friends with him, but how is he related to you?
I saw his new series.
Okay, so...
On HBO.
On HBO. Brody,
we're gonna have a movie, you know, with Matt Damon. I'm not going to say that I can get him on the show.
Yeah, no, I know. Tobias, where are you going with
this? It's a big election year. I say we get the presidential candidates on the show.
Right. Yeah, I saw him in a press conference last night. So, I mean,
the point I'm making is this, guys.
Okay, please.
First of all, I need you to see these shows because what's happened is HBO has just blasted the waves with this. This is the next level, okay? It's not the way you watch series. 1 week, there's an episode. Next week, you've got two, three, four, five. They threw them all on at once. We are moving to an iTunes system, folks.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
What they're doing is they're putting everything on at once, shorter episodes. They call it HBO Digitals. Guys, they are branding. That's a part of what I want to do with your show. I want guests produced by Tobias Jelinek. Next level. We've got musicians. We've got comedians. We've got writers. We've got stories. We've got Twitter. We've got video. We are out there on the social media power player waves.
I kept hearing, producer and your name and all that. But it's the
guest.
It's the Shide
producer.
Guest. Yeah.
Yes. Guest producer.
It'll always be. Here's why I did want to come over because I know.
Yeah.
Imagine if I had emailed you this stuff, right?
The font size probably wouldn't have been able to contain your energy.
But we could have set up a time just for the future. You know what I mean?
We'll set up a time.
Through email.
Because apparently you knew we were recording right now.
Well, I had mentioned
told me the 9 a.m. recording.
Greg, you told him you'd come over.
No, he was trying to come over.
I'm sorry. Can I just have a quick sidebar with you?
Yeah. Sorry. Hang on one second.
Greg.
What?
Next time.
Yeah.
Maybe you should give us a heads up.
Greg, no one's ahead coming over. I was giving him an excuse why he couldn't come over.
How are we supposed to say no to him?
I don't know how you say
on the air. Let him.
So, I think we're excited.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Very excited.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
Let's do it, guys.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying. Give me a shot.
All right.
Give me a shot.
Okay.
Let me pull, a McGuire.
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire on you.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
Right.
Okay, let me get a couple guests on here. See how it feels. I know how this, it's like, this is your show. You've had it for a while. Let's see what it's like when I amp up the production value.
Okay.
Let's see how many followers come in because of it. Let's see what kind of offers are generated. Let's get you in a real studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah.
Let's get you an HBO show aside Brody Stevens. By the way, I want his name tagged in this podcast. People are Googling Brody Stevens HBO. Oh, Shade Show pops up.
Shade Show.
Pops up.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Right. By the way, if you plan on talking about the show to people,
yes,
really work on knowing the name.
Because it sounds like you're saying Shade Show. So yeah. So it should be S-H-A-D.
And that's totally
S-E-H-E-A-D. I have a dictaphone, and I use it to practice lines any of that stuff.
Got it.
Wait, are you still an actor, or are you just a producer? I'm sorry, are you practicing lines?
I go out on commercial auditions, and I am seeking representation.
Okay.
From time to time.
Got it's okay to be honest about that.
Yeah, and I manage.
Okay. Why do you keep trying to take the headphones off? You leave?
I have to split. I'm coordinating a wedding, and I'm already a little late.
All right.
Oh, okay. So, sorry. Appreciate it. Hey,
let me be in touch, and then let's set it up. Let's get a guest on here. Okay. I'm going to send you over what I do is I do have access to a studio, and I'm going to be putting together a little plug.
Okay.
We'll work that out just in the details, but I just need the plug so people know I'm guest producing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
You have my email, so just
I've got your email. Got your address, and we'll talk.
Well, just email.
Email's good.
I've had some really bad experiences making deals over email, so I hope you guys. I want to do phone and in person.
Yeah, text.
That's how I talk.
Well, maybe text messages
or we'll tweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're
in the Shade Show. We'll do it.
Okay.
Shy. Later, bro.
Thanks.
Later.
See ya.
Drop the headphones. Later. Yeah. Later, hey, Tobias.
Thanks
for coming, man.
Bye. Thank you.
What the fuck was that?
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me.
So the Mars Land Rover is the size of a Mini?
Yeah, Mini Cooper.
Where did you get that information?
No, it really is. Yeah. Still have a 15-minute delay to the...
If we were to drive a
basically
Mini
on the Mars...
Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, the Shy Show. Hashtag.
I was just going to say, on Mars, the whole Tobias thing hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's a 15-minute delay.
So whatever happens here is delayed 15 minutes before it gets there?
At least communication-wise.
Yeah, the rover is not going to be able to hear this podcast for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, which might be a good thing.
Tuning in. I wonder if the rover's tuning into the
podcast. Or if they tune out in the middle of the madness that just happened.
No,
what do you guys think? I mean, obviously he wasn't planned on being here, but at the same time, Robert is only able to take the show so far.
That's true.
And Brian's not involved at all in promoting the show.
And Greg, you bring in a guest every 100
episodes.
So maybe it would be a good idea to have somebody helping out.
It sounds like he wants to change the name of the show to Tobias Show.
No.
Well, maybe.
He can't ever even get the actual name of the show down.
Yeah, but I think it's...
I think we should consider two things.
What?
Maybe changing the name to The Shade Show.
No.
We should just think about it.
I kind of actually liked that.
I kind of liked it.
What are you talking about?
It had a cool ring.
I've made the podcast, the...
Robert, don't take this personal.
Well, look,
this is a business discussion.
I have paid for the web address. I'm not going to get another web address.
Let's not split hairs on costs of the show, okay?
Okay, let's talk about the setup.
See what's happening already? Now we're fighting because of this guy coming in, and we're already having creative differences.
Okay. You shook it up a little bit.
Okay, let's calm down. Let's just say that the number of likes that we have on Facebook, we don't want to lose that just by changing the name.
How many likes do we have?
I don't, maybe 15? Probably. I think a little more than that.
Wow. All right. I'm just saying it's something to consider.
Okay.
And I tell you what, guys.
What?
I'm down for an adventure.
Me too, man.
For a ride.
Okay. I'll live tweet this shit.
I'll Land Rover the shit out of this whole experience.
Okay.
I want you to drop me in from 15 minutes. Like
what?
How far away is Mars?
It's
wicked far, kid.
It's far. It's not light years, though.
No, not light years.
No.
It's miles, though.
It is. Many of those.
Millions.
Did he say that he had comedian brothers, that one had Down syndrome?
One had Down syndrome. It wasn't his brother, though,
I don't think. But he knew that person. Yeah. Brody he didn't know anybody else he was talking
well,
about.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell.
Brody Stevens is a good friend of his.
No,
heads was spinning. No, he was saying that he watched a show.
No, I got Brody Stevens was a good friend of his.
No. I think you
mean. And that Zach Galifianakis was his godfather.
No, he definitely didn't even say that.
He didn't say that.
I don't know what you guys were listening to.
He couldn't even say I can't even say
Galifianakis.
Yeah, Galifianakis. It's Galifianakis.
I don't know.
He doesn't know the guy.
He was just saying names. I don't know. He was doing that. I don't know why he was acting like that. He's very energetic.
You know the guy.
Yeah, and he's a good guy, and he's just been he's been hitting me up on Twitter and Facebook, and he's been fucking emails me and texts me and kept saying, like, we got to hang out and talk about being a social media power
player.
And
so you said, come by this morning at 9 a.m.
No, I didn't. I said, look, I'm busy. I can't hang out today.
Yeah.
Because he came by.
Did you tell him why you couldn't hang out?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm recording the show.
Oh,
I'm booked.
Well, that explains it.
But who shows up in the middle of that time frame?
Louise.
Yeah, but Louise is a special case. We'd never had anybody else show up during the show, really. So I figured he wouldn't. I figured he would just call me.
I bet you he saw Louise.
You need to get a security camera. Anyway, all right. Well, look.
None of it makes sense, and I feel really uncomfortable about all of it. And at the same time, really into it.
Yeah? You're happy about it?
What if we just do it?
What is it? Just go down the rabbit hole?
I don't know, whatever it is.
Well, look, so we'll have a disclaimer before the shows and just say, and for him, we'll tell him that it's not a disclaimer, we'll tell him it's a credit. And we'll say, this episode produced by.
Yeah.
By us, you know?
But it's a disclaimer to all of our actual audience members.
Yeah. We're going to hashtag him at the beginning so that.
No.
Tag him
at the beginning?
You tag him when you post it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or hey, was right, though, about the website. Like, when I go on there to listen to episodes, a lot of times they're not available.
What are you talking about?
All the episodes are available, especially on iTunes.
They're all available. As a matter of fact, I put up, there are 50 available at a time now.
Okay.
That's been upgraded.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So I don't know.
They're all right there.
Okay. Well, anyway.
All right, I'm lying.
That's what's happening.
Audience.
You vote.
Yeah. You're such an outspoken audience.
Really, you are.
You always are reaching out to us. We love you. Hey, follow me on Twitter, at Hoytomania.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm promoting my Twitter account.
Why aren't you promoting the show?
All right. And follow The Shide Show on Twitter. Why was that blowing out like that?
Because you're so close and yelling at it.
Because you almost ate the mic.
That's what she said. What? And follow The Shide Show at TheShideShow.com. No, wait.
No.
Is it at Shideshow or at The Shide Show?
It's The Shide Show. That's the Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at Shideshow.
No, The Shide Show.
Follow us on Twitter.
Good God.
At The Shide Show.
If you're going to be doing social media, you got to be pitching the right thing. And find us on Facebook. That's easier.
Go. Okay, here we go.
The Shide Show. Try it.
All right, audience. This has been great. Follow me, Greg Hoyt, on Twitter at
Stop.
Hoytomania.
You got to tag the show
and
first.
Follow us at The Shide Show on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook at The Shide Show.
Good.
And you can also find us online at theshideshow.com.
Very nice. Good job.
That's pretty good.
Hold on, one more.
What?
iTunes.
And you can find us on iTunes under The Shide Show. Explicit content. Listen with care.
Good job.
Thank you, Gregory.
Yeah, man.
At Hoytomania.
Yeah, that's right.
At Brian Gerard 32. We are The Shide Show. On behalf of Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard.
Man.
We're The Shide Show.
Wow, that was a crazy show.
Yay.
Boo.
Boo.
Tobias.
Yay.
Really just barged right in, didn't he?